What made you want to be a reserve officer with the Bryan Police Department?
Well, I had a couple of friends in it, and like I said, they talked me into going into it, and that was back several years ago, and just got hooked on it. And at the time, I couldn't afford to do it as full-time, and then I got too old to do it.
What's one of your fondest memories that that you have with working as a reserve officer?
Just, you know, helping the citizens of Bryan and, you know, being out there in the street and seeing, trying to make people happy, trying to solve some of the problems.
What do you think you'll miss the most about it?
Everything.
Okay. And what if, you know, you met someone who had just signed up to be a reserve officer? What would be, you know, a piece of advice that you would give someone in their first year?
Just don't get too hooked on it right away. Make sure you take care of your family first and just second.
Okay.
Because you can get to spending too much time there and get to enjoying it too much. You lose contact with your family.
Okay, so you really enjoyed the time that you spent as a reserve officer.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, we worked all the Christmas parades. We did all the traffic control at Bryan High football games for numerous years. We, you know, we did a lot of special functions for the city. And like I said, I just enjoyed it very much. It's just hard to get out of your system.
And why is it, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize that some police officers, you know, volunteer their hours like you did. Why is it important for, you know, people like you to be a part of this community and give their time to the community?
Well, it's just giving your time back to the city of Bryan, helping out in case of emergencies, like, you know, a few tornadoes we've had, lost children, you know, just, you know, things like that.
Okay.
That's one way you can give back to your city.